everybody, and welcome to this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. Later, we're going to be having a big fixture preview for this weekend's matches in the Pitching In NPL Premier Division, as we'll be joined by Whitby Town Radio's very own Mr. Andrew Snaith. We're also going to be catching up with James Hayes as well, social media officer from the Northern Premier League, to look back at all of last week's results across the Easter weekend. And we're also going to be talking about promotion with the manager at Stamford, Graham Jury, will be joining us shortly as well. But before that, there's only one place we could start this week's show, and that's to South Shields, winners of the Northern Premier League Premier Division for this season. And for a bit of a catch-up now, after a brilliant week at Mariners Park, on Friday, I caught up with the manager of South Shields. It's a welcome back to the show to Kevin Phillips. Well, Kevin, a big thank you for joining us. And first is first, big congratulations. Winners of the Northern Premier League Premier Division for this season. How does that feel?
Yeah, it feels great, of course. You know, we've spoken a few times this season, and you know, our end goal, our main aim was to get promoted this season. That's what we set out to achieve, and to be able to talk to you now, having achieved that with two games to go, is a massive relief, but a massive achievement to everyone that's concerned, and a huge congratulations to the players, the staff, and everyone concerned at the football club. So we are naturally very happy and looking forward to now to really celebrate.
Yes, and you've been top of the pile now for a good few months. And, you know, when we look back at this season, it's not been the 10 points clear up at the top of the table and that kind of thing. It was not necessarily assured that that would happen. So to get to this stage now where you've won the thing, that must be a slight relief as well, given how close it was at times, but also how far Bamber Bridge and Warrington and the like and Hyde have pushed you during this season.
Yeah, of course. You know, it doesn't matter, you know, what budget you've got, what squad you've got. You know, this league is notoriously a really tough league to get out of, and it's been proved that over the years. So nothing's a given just because you've got that. You know, everyone is desperate, or everyone has been desperate to beat us this season, because we're seen as the big guns in the league with the crowds, the budget, etc., etc. So we were a scalp to every team. So, you know, it just makes it, you know, this promotion even more enjoyable, because, you know, we've done it with two games to go, and we've stood up to everything that everyone's thrown at us. And you're right, you know, there was times when I think at one point we were 13 points clear at the top. And then there was a situation where I think we were only 6 points in front when we lost to Bamber. Then they won their game in hand. And, you know, so it was never going to be easy. It was never going to be plain sailing. But ultimately, you know, we kept that belief. We kept going. We kept believing that we would get promoted. And, you know, it was just about not losing our nerve at the right time. And, you know, our squad, people know it. We've got enough experience in it to deal with that. And we've shown that this season. Whenever we've had a setback in terms of losing a match, we've always won the next one. So that just shows you the character and the qualities that the squad has got. And we've never lost a back-to-back league games whole season. So, you know, there's tons and tons of pluses. But to get over the finishing line the way we did, in terms of when the pressure was on, Warrington were an incredible run. To go two games in 3 days, to win back-to-back games, to clinch promotion at such a time when fatigue, tiredness and pressure kicks in, just shows me what I've got in my squad. And everyone deserves huge credit.
Yeah, that's the thing, isn't it? I mean, the chips were down this weekend, and we know how difficult the Easter weekend is with those 6 points that are available, and it's very tricky to get back-to-back wins. But when you consider that there was a scenario which could have seen Bamber Bridge on the same number of points as South Shields at 5 o'clock on Monday, the pressure was on. You've got Nantwich, who've been performing really well, considering where they are in the league table at the minute, with Paul Cardin in charge. You've got Whitby away on the Monday. So to pick up 6 points in that, with the pressure that was on, that just sums it all up,
yeah.
Really.
Yeah, and I think obviously the run Warrington have been on as well. You know, just with them being our slight bogey team over the last, well, certainly since I've been at the club, and what happened in the playoffs last year. So, yeah, we had to regroup and refocus after the Bamber Bridge, because that was a real kick in the teeth. It was a game we didn't deserve to lose, but football being football, you know, with the last kick of the game, we lose. And then it's about, you know, me as a manager and the staff trying to pick the players up, dust them down, and just remind them that destiny was still in our own hands. And we had, you know, no disrespect to Nantwich or Whitby, but, you know, if you want to get promoted out of this league, you have to win these types of matches. And us being us, you know, we didn't make it easy for ourselves on the Saturday against Nantwich. We go 3-0 up, then all of a sudden, bang, bang, two penalties, and it's 3-2. And then, you know, we hold out for the win. And then, you know, you go to Whitby, who last year, the result at home against them when we were 2-0 up, we lost 3-2, cost us promotion, in my view. You know, I didn't want that to happen again on the same day the following season. So we were determined to go down there with our fans and get the result that we needed. And, you know, I've got a completely different squad now. So it just shows you the qualities that we have, the determination. And we didn't want to lose, you know, let it slip. And, you know, it was when that final whistle went, you know, so many emotions that went through me. It was incredible. And I think the biggest one, you already mentioned, was relief that we'd finally done it at last.
I mean, that's the thing, isn't it? I mean, you've been on a journey with this club, you know, coming in for the second part of the season last year. It's been a real learning curve. And, you know, when we spoke to Mark Carruthers, you know, North East journalist, about the change that's happened at South Shields with this team compared to last year, it's about getting the 1-0s and how fitting it was that's how you clinched it in the end.
Yeah, I think everyone wants to see your team play exciting, free-flowing football, especially, you know, at South Shields. People expect us, the crowd expect us to be walking over teams 3-4-0 everywhere. It just doesn't happen. It doesn't happen like that. There's too many things that go against us for that to happen. So, you know, the most important results are your 1-0 wins away at Warrington Rylands and away at Whitby's. You know, keeping a clean sheet, you know, it might not be the prettiest football, but getting the result. And ultimately, it's about just getting results and trying to get out of this league. And, you know, we've at times this season, we've played brilliantly and not won. And you know, there's been times where we haven't played well and we've dug in and we've won the game. And, you know, I think one of the most impressive things as well about the squad is that we've kept 22 clean sheets over the season, which is remarkable. That wouldn't have happened last season. So I can't stress enough, players deserve every bit of credit. They deserve all the credit. They're the ones that have to go over that line when the whistle goes. They're the ones that have to battle, perform, dig in, show their characters, team spirit to get results. And they've done that. So for me, yeah, it's great. I'll take the credit, you know, that I deserve. But ultimately, I pass that straight on to my players because they've been immense this season.
Well, National League North awaits now. When do you start thinking about that? Or have you already started thinking about that? I mean, go on then.
We thought about that, and not being blasé, but we actually, you know, when we recruited last summer, we recruited in the back of our mind that the types of players that could go to the next league, the National League North. So hence why we brought in a lot of experienced league players that we felt we wouldn't have to do a lot of work over this summer because we've got players there that can deal with that league above. Yes, we know we still have to strengthen in certain areas, but we're not going to be recruiting the 9-10 players that we did last summer. So the foundations are there. We just need to tweak it a little bit. But you're right, you know, over the last few weeks, we've been identifying targets for next season. And we, you know, like we did last year, with the backing of the chairman, who's been magnificent, Jeff, we want to get our targets through the door as quickly as we possibly can so that we, you know, we can relax in the summer a little bit, or certainly I need to relax. And then when we report back for pre-season, we've got the squad there ready to go again.
And last question, Kevin, obviously, as the presenter of the NPL show, you have to look ahead to fixtures and that kind of thing. And, you know, South Shields against Warrington Town, the penultimate game of the season, was looking like a really tasty one, to be honest, at various points. But it's actually going to be the game where you finally get your hands on the league trophy. So how much are you looking forward to this weekend and having the ability to relax now?
Yeah, you know, I can't wait for it. The pressure's off. I think first and foremost, and I've said to the players, we want to try and finish the season on a high. We know it'll be a tough match. They want to finish second, but the pressure's off us. We can enjoy, relax, enjoy the day, enjoy the occasion, and, you know, get the game out of the way, and then the partying and the celebrations can start. It's great that we're going to get presented with the trophy tomorrow. So, you know, as I say, it's something that the Shields fans have dreamt about for a while. The players have dreamt about it all season, and to finally be there with the last home game of the season to be able to get the trophy, get their medals in front of their family, their friends, our supporters. It's an amazing feeling, and, you know, it's one that I've told the players that you have to soak it up, enjoy it, because these times don't come around very often. So we'll enjoy that. Then we've got the Player of Year Awards tomorrow night, which falls into place nicely at the right time, so we can have a, you know, really, really celebrated weekend, which the players deserve.
Well, Kevin Phillips, manager of South Shields, a big thank you for taking the time out of your Friday to join us on this week's show. On behalf of everyone involved with the NPL show, big congratulations to yourself, all the coaching staff, the players and everyone associated with South Shields. Job well done, and all the best in the National League North.
Yeah, I really appreciate it. Thanks very much.
Kevin Phillips there, manager of South Shields, joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. And of course, it's not just South Shields who are celebrating promotion. Macclesfield have been crowned the champions of the NPL West Division, and we'll be catching up with Macclesfield before the end of the season. But also getting promoted to Step 3 for next season, we've got Stamford of the Midlands Division. And on Thursday, ahead of their game with Spalding United on Thursday evening, I caught up with the manager at Stamford. It's a big welcome back to the show now to Graham Drury. Well, Graham, a big thank you for joining us, and massive congratulations, champions of the Midlands Division for the 2022-23 season. How does that feel?
Yeah, it feels really good, Ben, because of obviously the last few seasons where we've been so close. So to finally cross the line and move into Step 3, it's a fantastic achievement, because I really believe this division's been tougher this season than last and the season before that. So it's been really good to be crowned champions. We're still three games to play.
Yeah, just going back, just to remind the listener of what the Midlands Division looked like last season. Stamford obviously finishing second, 3 points off top spot, but there was just 5 points separating the top four. It's such a competitive league. How much did that spur you on into this season?
Yeah, I mean, obviously getting beat in the playoffs, playoff semi-final against Belper, with us scoring 11 goals in the two league games, I felt like I'd let a lot of people down. You got no divine right to go and win the third game, but we missed the penalty, we had a player sent off, and obviously we failed in my eyes, and I found it really difficult to make a decision whether to carry on or not from that. But when I see all the smiling faces and those clapping us off, and I had to say to myself, come on, Graham, roll your sleeves up, you owe the club one. And obviously we've been able to do it this year, so I'm really pleased with that.
And obviously it's not been all plain sailing. Hales Owen have been there or thereabouts all the way through this, but just this run that Stamford have been on, I suppose, when you go back to the close of last season, that experience you've got, not just you but some of the players as well who were part of the team last year, that experience has been invaluable, I'm going to suggest, for this title run that you've been on.
Yeah, I think what's really helped us is we've not swapped and changed. We've kept the same kind of group together. Obviously, we had a few injuries and we had to change the starting 11 around a little bit, but we didn't really look to keep bringing players in. So we've been together quite a while, and I think the experience of being so close, we kept a nerve. We knew what it was all about, and we just kept a nerve and we kept going last year right to the final game of the season. But we knew this year how to keep a nerve. And when we played Sutton Coldfield away, we was 1-0 up and we should have been out of sight. It was so good first half. And then they scored. And for the first time, I see the players have a little bit of nerve about them. And to be fair, Sutton should have beat us that day, second half. And then we went to Cambridge City, but we went 1-0 down. I said to the players, you need to relax. You need to do the things that we've been doing to get us in this position. We need to relax and get back into shape quickly and obviously get back on the front press to try and get the ball back. And I noticed a big change in the players, because we went 1-0 down at Cambridge City away and the players stayed really calm, and we got back to 1-1 and then ended up winning the game 2-1. So I think that was a real shift in the mood and in the changing rooms, that we was going to stay calm and collective. And, we was going to try and win the games of football that was needed to win the title.
And like all managers, you've had to deal with injuries and that kind of thing through the season. But generally, you've had a very good spine there, haven't you? And, players who've been pretty much playing not far off week in, week out with the likes of Harry Vince and Margetts and Duffy and Bartle. How important have players like that been this season, for especially Jonathan Margetts as well, with all the goals he scored?
Yeah, we lost, obviously, I think, two of the best players of last season in the league. Cosmos Matawata and Tendai Chitsia. They both went on to higher levels, which, I give them, a pat on the back, and they went with my blessing. And, they've done really well at the higher level. So to lose them two players, and then Dan Aisted, who was our Stowall goalkeeper for many seasons. He's a fantastic keeper, one of the best at step four. You know, we lost three big players, but we kept the majority of the squad. We've been able to keep the players playing, just a few swaps and changes through injuries, but the majority of the team has stayed the same. And since Christmas, I think we've only made maybe three, maybe four at most in 15 games changes. The rest have been playing week in, week out. And I think that just, you know, shows the togetherness. They know what they're doing. They support each other and they trust each other. And I think that's the real key to the success this season, and all credit to them, they've kept going.
And the good news is as well, Graham, the last time we spoke, we're obviously talking about, you know, the chances of winning the title and all that. So the good news is we could tick that off. But we can also say that being a, you know, a presenter trying to big up games and that kind of thing, we're recording this bit of the show on Thursday afternoon. You've got Spalding tonight. You finish the season off with Hillsdale in away. We were bigging it up here on the show, but these games don't really matter. And the pressure's off. And how good does that feel?
Yeah, I mean, everybody was obviously thinking it could go back down to the wire, Hells Owen, Stamford at Hells Owen. And, you know, I just said to the players, listen, I believe if we win our games of football, there's too many teams in this division that can turn anybody over. And it's going to be the team that's the most consistent that will, you know, win the league. And we've stayed consistent. But, you know, it was going to be a humdinger at Hells Owen. I still think it will be, because they may need to beat us to finish runners-up. You know, Spalding need to beat us tonight, really. They need 3 points to guarantee a playoff position. So there's still two cracking games of football. And then in the middle of all that, we've got Yaxley, where we're going to be presented the trophy on Saturday. So, you know, we've got three really exciting games. And like I say, I'm just as up for it as I were 10 weeks ago. I'm ready to go into battle tonight against, you know, a local rival in front of a big crowd. I'm sure there'll be a big crowd tonight on a Thursday evening. I'm sure people want to come and see, you know, a game of football, and the locals will fancy the local derby. So our fans have been amazing this year. The crowd's just built and built and built. And I'm expecting another big crowd this evening.
No, good stuff. And Graham, it's not all positive news. The chances are you're probably going to be in the Southern League next season, I'm imagining. Geographical realignments and all that. So we're not going to speak now for a while. I mean, all the interviews we've done over the years with FA Trophy runs, FA Cup runs, marvellous games and that kind of thing in knockout competitions, but also, you know, this quest to get back up to step three. A big congratulations on that, Graham, but what does it mean to be playing step three football at Stamford for next season, and how are you preparing for it?
Yeah, it looks like we'll be Southern. It's difficult for Stamford because you can plan to be Southern, and because we're right on the border, we can go north or south. So it's always difficult. You always, you know, panic a little bit if you're building a team, because you just never know when the FA are going to tell you where you're going to be. And, you know, obviously I need to start planning right now. And there's no guarantee of where we'll go, but it does look like it's going to be Southern. And Ben, I'm going to say, you know, coming on your show, I've enjoyed every minute of it. You know, we've always said you're our good luck charm. When we've gone into them big games against Wrexhams and the Hartlepools, and, you know, when we beat Kettering in the FA Cup, and, you know, the Hereford games, you know, we've had so many good conversations over the years. If it is the Southern League, mate, the one thing I will say is it's been an absolute pleasure being on your show.
Graham, the pleasure's been all ours. Thank you so much for, you know, coming on the show. And a big, big congratulations for a magnificent achievement at Stamford this season. And big good luck for the remainder of the campaign. Have a lovely summer and catch up again soon.
Fantastic, mate. Thanks, pal.
And a big congratulations to all the league winners from this past season. South Shields, of course, Macclesfield in the west, Worksop Town in the east, and Stamford in the Midlands. Big congratulations, one and all. But there's still plenty to play for when it comes to the Northern Premier League, Premier Division. And for a little look back now at all the results from last weekend in the Northern Premier League, Premier Division, a six-point weekend for a few teams. It's a welcome back to the show now to Mr. James Hayes, social media officer from the Northern Premier League. Hello, James. How are you?
Evening, Ben. How are you doing?
I'm all good. Right. This is going to be a big show, everyone. We've already heard from some successful managers. Let's talk about the race for the playoffs as well as the fight for survival. Later in the show, we're going to be looking at this weekend's matches with Whitby Town Radio's very own Mr. Andrew Snaith. But James, let's talk about what's just happened over the Easter weekend. As we've discussed already on the show, South Shields victorious in the Premier Division. A job well done. A 3-2 victory over Nantwich Town on Saturday, following that up on Bank Holiday Monday with a 1-0 away win at Whitby Town. The pressure was on South Shields, James, but they withstood it and got 6 points in the process, as well as the league title.
Reading the comments of the South Shield fans after the Whitby Town game, they're just relieved they're over the line. A lot of them were starting to get worried about, when is it going to happen? When is the trophy coming up? It's this Saturday, by the way. This Saturday against Warrington, you'll be getting the trophy, don't worry. But yeah, I think it's just the relief's there for him now. They can go and enjoy the football for the last two games in the NPL.
So South Shields promoted. Big congratulations. But as I said, there is still the playoffs to play for this season, and what a race we've got here. Warrington Town in second spot now after this past weekend. A good weekend for Warrington Town. A 3-0 victory over Ashton United on Saturday was followed up with a 2-1 victory over Marine in that playoff chases 6-pointer there. So when we talk about Warrington in second spot, 74 points, which means that at the moment, the only teams that could catch that points tally with 6 points left remaining this season, a Bamber Bridge and Gainsborough. So it's job done for Warrington.
Obviously, they've got the home advantage for second and third place sides. So in the playoffs, unfortunately, get the home playoff. They've got to get through South Shields on Saturday and Hyde United, who might need a result to get into the playoffs yet too. So the job's not quite done yet, but I think more of the fact they've over the line into the playoffs.
Yeah, they can pretty much seal a top three finish this weekend, can't they? But Bamber Bridge are chasing Warrington down. They were beaten on Saturday by FC United, more on them shortly, by 5-2. Bamber Bridge bounced back impressively against Lancaster City on Bank Holiday Monday. A 2-1 win there, steadying the ship. Bamber Bridge on 73 points currently, which means that they have indeed qualified for the playoffs after this weekend. Not the league title that some of us were plugging last week, but certainly a job well done by Jamie Milligan's side.
Yeah, again, don't get me wrong, from where they were a couple of months ago in the season as well, no one expected them to be having a very late title charge. They have got one or two players out for the last two games of the season, but they should be back ready for the playoff semi-final if they can get hold of a home advantage. Maybe even give Warrington a chase with the fixtures that are left, because again, they could still finish second.
Let's talk about Gainsborough Trinity. They're the team now sitting in fourth in the league table. 68 points, which only Hyde and Matlock outside the playoffs can now catch. And we do have to mention, it's been mentioned loads of times on the show this season, and at this point, it really matters, the goal difference. Wow. Joint best in the league with South Shields. So Hyde United and Matlock aren't going to chase that goal difference down with two rounds of matches left. So that's going to be a big factor in the closing stages of the season. Gainsborough Trinity know, therefore, that they can seal the playoffs with a win this weekend. And that's thanks to the fact that Gainsborough Trinity on Saturday beat Lancaster City by 2-1. And Gainsborough beat Liversidge by 4-0. More on Liversidge shortly. But that game there, there'll be a few teams around that playoff line who were looking at that going, that's a tricky game for Gainsborough. Liversidge need the points. That's pretty emphatic, isn't it, on Monday from Trinity?
Yeah, indeed. So, I mean, obviously, Gainsborough have two big games left in the season, which could both be playoff contention if results go a certain way. But I think more of the fact, Gainsborough, they only need a point to get over the line themselves now.
The reason why a point will do it, because Hyde United can still get to 69 points, is purely because of the goal difference. Although Hyde United's goal difference isn't too bad, really, compared to some teams in and around the playoffs, plus 20, but that's still not going to be enough. So Gainsborough with a point in the next two matches will have secured a playoff spot. It's a case of, can they catch Bamber Bridge? It's asking a lot, 5 points, the gap. But as we've said, actually, Gainsborough's goal difference is not just a factor against Hyde, it's certainly a factor against Bamber Bridge, that's for sure. Let's touch upon the final playoff spot then, and realistically that's what everyone's aiming for now with regards to the remainder of the top nine. Radcliffe in fifth, not the best of weekends for Radcliffe. A 1-1 draw on Saturday against Liversidge, followed up on Monday by a postponed game, which was then played on Tuesday. Reason being for that quick turnaround. Obviously, we're running out of days in the calendar now, and Radcliffe have got the Manchester Premier Cup final this Tuesday. So fair play to Warrington Rylands and Radcliffe for the quick turnaround. But on Tuesday night, Radcliffe were beaten by Warrington Rylands by 3-0, and that has left the door open slightly for the likes of Hyde United, Matlock, Marine, and even FC United. And everyone laughed at me last week for raising this. To be fair, everyone, I was secretly laughing myself. It was meant to be a joke, but it still potentially could happen for FC United, which is quite remarkable. But in the next couple of weeks, James, there's going to be some weird results, and that's because of nerves.
It's going to be a massive six-parter for everyone in the next couple of weeks. Games where we've got two games, Radcliffe effectively two games they've got to win on Saturday. Hyde, Matlock and Marine are all playing each other, so it's all to play for. I think we said it a couple of weeks ago, it's going to come to this sort of situation where it's going to be the top seven, top eight have all got to win against each other.
FC United need favours in a massive way, but they've certainly helped themselves to get them to this point. A 5-2 win over Bamber Bridge on Saturday, as we mentioned earlier, remarkable result there. And a 5-0 win at Ashton United. So we spoke about goal difference for Gainsborough. FC United, they're scoring 10 goals and only conceded 2. You know, adding 8 to their goal difference tally as a result of that. It's really put them slightly ahead of Marine, but it's definitely put them way ahead of Matlock and Radcliffe as we enter these final couple of weeks of the season. But it's asking a lot for FC United to get that final spot. 5 points from the playoffs with only 6 points remaining, but they're certainly giving it a good go. For Hyde United with a 2-2 draw on Monday against Stalybridge Celtic. That was a follow-on from the Good Friday match where Hyde United were beaten by Morpeth Town. So I should say for Warrington Rylands, didn't really mention Warrington Rylands on Good Friday. Warrington Rylands were a 3-1 victory over Belper. So Warrington Rylands have had a good weekend and they're now up to 10th. 9 points from the playoffs. Obviously, they can't qualify for the playoffs, but Michael Clegg's side ending the season well. So, drop points for Radcliffe and Hyde United around that playoff line. What about Matlock? Well, Matlock, a 1-0 victory over Atherton Coles on Saturday, followed that up with a 1-1 draw at Belper Town. Wasn't the perfect weekend for Matlock, but certainly an effective one. 3 points outside the playoffs now.
And not only that, with Matlock Town too, they've got a goal scorer on a deadline day with Reece Stites coming back into the league.
Well, Matlock in seventh. Marine, they're 4 points outside the playoffs. Marine with a 1-0 win at Mask on Saturday, but Marine were beaten on Monday by Warrington Town by 2-1. So that's given us this situation here. And like I said, we will cover off some of those big games. There's some remarkable fixtures this weekend that everyone should be getting excited about, that's for sure, with regards to chasing the playoffs as well as those top end of the playoff position matches as well. But let's discuss the race for survival now. And Liversidge are third bottom and are 6 points from safety currently. The big elephant in the room is the fact that they've got 9 points available to them in the remainder of the season. For Liversidge, a 1-1 draw on Saturday. A good result there, I'm going to suggest, for Liversidge. But as we've discussed, a 4-0 defeat on Monday at the North Home. So for Liversidge, they're 6 points from safety, with 9 points available to them. Stalybridge Celtic, that 2-2 draw on Bank Holiday Monday against Hyde United is a fantastic result. Stalybridge also getting a 1-0 draw against Guiseley on Saturday. Stalybridge are 2 points inside the relegation places. They do have 3 games remaining, though, so they too have got 9 points on the table to them. So they've got a bit more wriggle room than Liversidge have, James.
Yeah, I mean, Liversidge, that late equaliser was a massive boost for them. With Stalybridge Celtic, big game with Mars coming up next Tuesday night. Everyone's still playing each other down the bottom end of the table as well. Stalybridge might have to go to Alvin Collies and get a result from Liversidge. They are going to need one or two snookers at this point.
Nantwich Town are the team in the final relegation spot at the moment. 3-2, the final score at Mariners Park, as we mentioned earlier. And on Monday, a bit of a better result, a 1-1 draw with Stafford Rangers. So Nantwich are in that final relegation spot. They have played a game more than Stalybridge Celtic and Mask United. Mask 1 point ahead of them up the road, and they're 3 points behind Morpeth. Morpeth and Mask drawing on Monday, a 1-1 draw there. But as we mentioned earlier, Morpeth beat Hyde United on Friday. So when we look at the relegation places now, that win for Morpeth. That those 4 points from Morpeth there are huge, James, because it's really give them a bit of space as we enter this last fortnight now.
Yeah, I think that Hyde United one was a big, big win for him there. Good point on your Bank Holiday game as well. Obviously, they would prefer the three against Mass, but a draw is not exactly the worst of situations at the moment.
For Atherton Coles, obviously were beaten on Saturday. We mentioned that earlier when we were discussing Matlock, but Atherton Coles on Bank Holiday Monday beat Keighley by 2-1. And it's exactly what we've just said there about Morpeth Town, but even more so, it's such an important win that.
What a win that was. Atherton Coles, they can go to Whitby Town and all get a result there, but they've also got the threat going to the last day. It's even if Staley Bridge get the results they need over the weekend.
And just to let everyone know, obviously, we're going to be discussing the fixtures shortly, but we'll know a bit more after Tuesday, certainly, and those games in hand that are going to get played by Mask, Staley Bridge and Liversidge, because on Tuesday night, everyone will be on 41 games played, and then we'll know exactly where we are when we talk about heading into game 42. So,
touch wood.
Oh, yeah, touch wood. Blimey, I should say... Well, I'll mention this around just there for the second, obviously, but yeah, weather-wise, it might be Thursday. It might be Thursday when we get to game 41, fingers crossed. But James Hayes, a big thank you for joining us on this week's show. It doesn't need mentioning too much, but a huge weekend, not just with the permutation tweets, but also with weather reports, I'm going to suggest. How could people keep across everything that's going on in the Northern Premier League this weekend?
Yeah, so far... pitch inspections, updates, and the trophy celebrations, because all three trophies have been presented at South Shields, Macclesfield and Stamford on Saturday too. Twitter, Northern Premier League, and on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok and YouTube, official Northern Premier.
Good stuff. Well, James Hayes, social media officer from the Northern Premier League, a big thank you for joining us. You have a lovely weekend and we'll catch up again next week.
Yeah, no, thank you, man.
A big thank you to James Hayes for joining me on this week's show, but it's now time to look into the future. And joining me to look ahead to the matches on Saturday, the 15th of April, in the Pitchin Northern Premier League Premier Division. It's a big welcome back to the show now to Whitby Town Radio's very own. It's Mr. Andrew Snaith. Hello, Andrew. How are you?
How you, Ben? Yeah, going very well. Nice to be on the show again.
Good stuff. Now, before we kick this off, we do have to say, can't believe I'm saying this in April, look outside your window before setting off to your match on Saturday. Please do check social media and check the mpl.co.uk. We are pre-recording this bit of the show on Wednesday, so we have no idea if your match is on, so please do check social media. Now, Andrew, it's a big weekend. It's the penultimate weekend of the season. Twists and turns and all that. We'll kick things off talking about South Shields, the now league winners, as they host Warrington Town, who are already in the playoffs, but where are they going to finish? They'll definitely want a top two finish, that's for sure. Big game this weekend for Warrington.
Yeah, absolutely. They've been in good form, it has to be said. Congratulations to South Shields, of course. Worthy winners of the MPL Premier, although I would say from a personal perspective, I think Whitby were good for a point on Monday. They were a little unlucky. Gave it a real go, and actually, yeah, it was a South Shields keeper who was a little more busy, actually, but they got the 1-0 win in, you mentioned the conditions. It was only the best efforts of the volunteers with the forks on the pitch for 90 minutes straight before kickoff. Was it absolutely, it was pretty biblical. They did a great job getting the game on in the first place. So it's pretty tough conditions for both teams. Warrington have, as I say, have been in really good form. Great win at Marine, 2-1 to hit Marine's playoff hopes as well. But they've been terrific. The many people's picks to win the playoffs this time around. I feel like, you know, it felt like it was South Shields' turn to get promotion. It feels like it might be Warrington's turn to finally get up through the playoffs. We got to the final last season. They were beaten by Kings Lynn when they did the kind of playoff of all playoffs in between the different regions. So I think maybe it is Warrington's year, and best of luck to them. It'll be interesting to see how South Shields line up with obviously them already securing promotion.
Mm. Well, Warrington, as I said, looking for that top two finish, but so are Bamber Bridge. They too have qualified for the playoffs. This game this weekend, though, has a lot riding on it. Matlock Town are in seventh at the moment. And, well, if results go a certain way this weekend, there could be not a lot separating those teams in fifth down to ninth. Obviously, a lot has got to happen for that to be the case, but it's a huge game, this one. Bamber Bridge needing a win to keep the pressure on Warrington to get that home playoff final, potentially, but certainly a semi-final as well. But for Matlock, there's no margin for error here with five teams involved in trying to get that remaining playoff spot.
Yeah, it's very exciting. Matlock, you just don't know what to expect with them, but it's must win for them. I mean, you've seen Bamber Bridge yourself recently. Not sure what happened at the weekend, but they are a little bit indifferent away sometimes. Brilliant at home, though, it has to be said.
Yes, absolutely. Well, Bamber Bridge taking on Matlock this weekend. What about Gainsborough Trinity? Gainsborough Trinity are not officially in the playoffs just yet. Hyde United can still catch them, as can Radcliffe. Oh, did I say Radcliffe? It all depends on this weekend, really, in a lot of ways. Radcliffe taking on Gainsborough Trinity this weekend. A massive game. Pretty much what we've just said for Matlock. Radcliffe's form has been a bit shaky of late. For Gainsborough, they, like I said, just essentially need, I think, a point would actually do it with their goal difference, would seal their playoff spot. It's asking a lot for Gainsborough to catch Bamber Bridge at this point. 5 points the gap between those two teams with 6 points still available. But it is possible, especially with the goal difference involved. So a lot riding on this game as well between these two, Gainsborough and Radcliffe.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, Bamber Bridge, of course, had that horror spell midway through the season where the goal difference went to almost nil. I think they've got a plus one at the moment, but you just never know. Gainsborough could override that. They've been very consistent this season. I suspect they might look at some of the draws that they've had this year and whether they could have turned them into wins. But generally they've been pretty consistent. As of Radcliffe, to be fair, they've just stumbled of late. That surprise loss at home to Warrington Rylands in midweek, typical of that. So this will be a huge 6-pointer. It could be a really, really exciting game.
Did you say huge 6-pointer? I think they're everywhere this weekend, aren't they? Isn't it remarkable? We're still talking about 6-pointers, even when, you know, we've already crowned the league champions. I mean, you'd think that this league will have finished by now, but no, still going on. Hyde United against Marine. Copy and paste. Copy and paste. You don't even need to say anything, I don't think. I could just copy and paste what you just said about the last two fixtures. It's up to you. Do you want to say anything about this one?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I mean, they're both on the... But I might as well. They're both on the fringes of the playoffs. They're just outside. A draw will be of no use to either of them. It's another must win. It would be a good game to watch if you're a neutral. It would probably be absolute torture for the respective supporters of each team.
Now, I feel sorry for Paul Connolly because I jokingly brought this up last week, and it was a joke. And Paul knows it was a joke on the monthly show about FC United's prospects for getting into the playoffs. It was a joke. But at this point, I don't think it's that funny anymore. There's a potential that FC United, if results go a certain way, could get themselves right into the playoff mix. But it's asking a lot at this stage. Both Radcliffe and Hyde can put that notion to bed this weekend. But FC United, they're hosting Stafford Rangers. They've got an outside chance. It's a long shot, but it's still a chance at this stage.
You just never know, Ben. I mean, if you can tonk Bamber Bridge 5-2, then you just don't know. You could beat Stafford Rangers. It could happen. I wouldn't be shocked. But yes, they are the outsiders. You're correct. The odds are against it, but it's by no means impossible.
Well, that's the top nine. And as we've discussed there, still plenty going on with the top nine, even though the league title's been sorted. Two of the playoff spots have already been sorted. The third isn't too far away. But we're still talking about things that are up in the air when it comes to the Northern Premier League. It's remarkable stuff. And that's very much the case down towards the bottom end of the table as well, with the likes of Liversedge, Stalybridge and Mask all having 9 points still available to them for this season. Everyone else has got six. Those games in hand, incidentally, will be played on Tuesday night. Aston United will be taking on Liversedge, Mask taking on Stalybridge. Those two games there are huge. And that's because of permutations. Guys are taking on Liversedge. The crux of it is Liversedge have to win this game.
Yeah, genuine derby as well over in West Yorkshire. Yeah, should be a cracker. Liversedge have made a real fist of it. It looked like only a few weeks ago where you were just putting them in the same bracket as Belper. It's like, well, you know, they've had a good run. They're down now. And they're still kicking. They're still fighting. They've got Nathan Cartman leading the line, and that always gives you a chance, I think. They've got some genuine firepower there. Of course, it's must win. It's must win all these three games for them, but they're still going.
Stalybridge Celtic are 4 points ahead of Liversedge currently. A big game for them on Tuesday, as we already mentioned, but a big game for them as well on Saturday. They're travelling to Warrington Rylands. Warrington Rylands are ending the season pretty well. Michael Clegg will be happy with what went on over the Easter weekend, that's for sure. It is a Cheshire derby, though. I'll let you have that, even though it's technically it is. But yeah, I mean, Stalybridge, they had a decent weekend. It was 2 points. I mean, obviously, they need a bit more than that in the remaining games, but they're only 2 points from safety, and they do have a better goal difference than Mask.
Yeah, it would have felt like a victory as well at the end of the derby against Hyde. Genuine derby, 2-2, coming back with that last-minute penalty. So, they might have a little bit of a boost from that to go to Rylands, who might not be the worst team to play with nothing really to play for. But as you said, they did pretty well over Easter, and they got that big win at Radcliffe. So they've certainly got quality. We know this.
Isn't it funny how the fixtures, because it's all coincidence, that the fixtures are thrown up, you know, all these six-pointers around the playoffs, but also six-pointers down towards the bottom end of the table as well. You know, Liversedge needing a win against a local rival in Geisler. But what about this one? Mask against Nantwich. Where's that fixture come from? At this stage of the season, it's a remarkable way that that's landed. Dare I say it, a must win?
Oh, without a doubt. Without a doubt, slightly more so for Nantwich. They're on the other side of the dotted line at the bottom there. Mask have that game in hand. But yes, certainly for Nantwich and probably for Mask. They certainly won't be relishing where they are. They're a bit too close for comfort. 1 point and one place above the bottom four as we speak. So yeah, it'll be a tricky one for Nantwich. I think they've done well considering where they were, I think. They were going down, and I think now they give themselves, maybe with Paul Carden's appointment, an outside chance. But yeah, what a big, big 6 pointer that is. You'd think if Mask won it, they're as safe as they could be, really, especially with that game in hand. Nantwich are going to have to get something, without a doubt.
And let's touch upon Morpeth as well. I mean, Morpeth, oh, how important was that win over the weekend? Morpeth travelling to Belper Town. I mean, the pressure's been off Belper for a while now, and they have been pulling out some good results. I mean, that 1-0 draw against Matlock's pretty impressive, isn't it? But Morpeth are almost there. Obviously, with Mask taking on them, which that also gives Morpeth a bit of wriggle room as well, because they can't both get 3 points this weekend.
Yeah, that works out quite nicely for all those clubs down there. Morpeth have, again, just gotten enough points at the right time. I have a feeling they'll be okay. There were worse fixtures they could have this weekend, with all due respect to Belper. So I think they'll go there thinking, you know, one more win might be enough.
Well, for Ashton United, they don't need any more wins. They're well and truly out of it now. Ashton United this weekend will be taking on Lancaster City. Proper archetypal mid-table game there. But we've also got Atherton Coles against Whitby Town. Atherton Coles almost there. Whitby, I think if you look at it, they technically can be caught, but I don't think they actually can with teams playing each other. I don't think that's possible. I could be wrong, but I'm not sitting here with an abacus and a spreadsheet at this time of night. I'm not doing it. But I think you're all right, Whitby. But this would be good for Atherton Coles. A win for them would see them leapfrog over Whitby. But it was a good weekend for Atherton Coles. That felt like a pivotal moment for them, and getting themselves away from it all.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I'm not saying anything about Whitby at all. I got asked, and I'm sure it was yourself that asked me, how many points to stay open, and I said 50. And at the time, I thought, oh, maybe that's a few too many. Maybe I'm being a bit conservative there. It's not looking too far out, is it? Looking at the table at the moment, it might not be quite as many as that in the end. But I'm still looking at that and thinking, maybe just one more win. I think Whitby will feel a lot better. I think probably to go to Atherton and get a draw would probably be enough. But I think for people's blood pressure going into that last few days, a win would be, would be appreciated from Whitby's travelling support. Atherton will be a tough place to go, as guys they found last weekend. They've got a good spirit about them of Atherton, and they are hard to play. Home or away, they're always difficult opposition. Yeah, it's still very tight down there. I don't think either team should just take anything for granted right now.
There are all the matches for this weekend. Just a plug for Whitby Town Radio as well. I'm just now travelling to Lancashire for that game at Atherton Colls. How can people tune in?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's available online. The best way of doing that is to find Whitby Town Radio on Twitter. There's the direct link there for the Mixlr site, and you'll have Paul Connolly and Liam Ryder bringing you the best of the action from Lancashire this Saturday.
Good stuff. We're going to do a May show where we'll look back at the season and that kind of thing, so we'll catch up then. But with regards to these fixture previews, Andrew Snaith, job well done, my friend, this season. It's been a pleasure catching up at least once a month for these little preview chats. Enjoy the last fortnight of the season, and we'll catch up again very, very soon.
Thanks very much, Ben. Always a pleasure.
And a big thank you to Andrew Snaith for joining us on this week's show. But that's it for this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. A big thank you not just to Andrew, but also to James Hayes, Kevin Phillips and to Graham Jory for joining me on this week's edition of the NPL show as well. Remember, for all the latest goings on from the world of the Northern Premier League, you can visit the website www.thenpl.co.uk. But I'm Ben, and you all make sure you all have a lovely and safe weekend. Bye-bye.